its international re-engagement by seeking election to the UN Human Rights Council for the 2022-24 term. Under former President Donald Trump's more isolationist approach, Washington quit the council in 2018, but the Biden government says they've already returned as an observer. A German court Wednesday convicted a former Syrian intelligence service agent for complicity in crimes against humanity in the first court case worldwide over state-sponsored torture by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government. The agent was found guilty for his role in helping to arrest protesters and deliver them to a detention center in Damascus in 2011. He was sentenced to 4 years and 6 months. Two gay men who were forcibly returned to Chechnya this month have been charged with terror-related offenses without proof and face up to 15 years in prison, a rights group said Wednesday. The European Court of Human Rights earlier this month ordered Russia to take action on this case, saying the men should be examined by independent doctors and access to them should be granted to their lawyer and family. Authorities in Chechnya have come under fire in recent years, accused of jailing and torturing homosexuals in secret prisons. Chechnya's authoritarian leader says the region's population is exclusively heterosexual. Russian President Vladimir Putin approved legislation Wednesday beefing up fines for offenses committed during street protests after thousands were detained at unsanctioned rallies in support of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The legislation increases fines for insubordination to law enforcement officers. The amended law also introduces fines for protest organizers. This is VOA News. Iranian police said Wednesday they'd arrested a man plotting bomb attacks in the capital, calling him a suicide bomber linked to opponents of the Islamic Republic.